RRI Digital. Available on Google Store and App Store. RRI Digital.
Voice of Indonesia with the news. Presiden Prabowo Subianto has called for the creation of a business network between the Association of Southeast Asian Nations, or ASEAN, and the Gulf Cooperation Council countries to intensify trade, especially in the halal industry sector. The President made this request during his remarks at the second ASEAN Gulf Cooperation Council summit at the Kuala Lumpur Convention Center, Malaysia, on Tuesday. The provincial governments of Jakarta and Chungcheongnamdo, South Korea, are hoping to build cooperation to advance economic growth, sustainable development, and cultural exchange. Jakarta Governor Pramono Agung Wibowo and Chungcheongnamdo Governor Kim Tae-hung signed a letter to intent regarding the cooperation in Jakarta on Tuesday. That was the news from Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Pasrah gelap tiba, tertunduk, termenung, tergulai, terlunta. Cemas akan guna, musnah asa. Hampa relung sukma, hempasan badai dari seberang sana. Hanyutkan ku untuk terbiasa sama. Tiada puja, bangga pun tak cua. Larut tenggelam kala senantiasa. Meneropong hingga tak berkaca di cermin yang ada. Enggan percaya bahwa bayang nyata. Mustika karunia luhur bertahta. Ingkar dan terlupa segala nuansa ragam rupa. Saga Dharma hijau biru terbentang rata. Citra pesona tak dianggap ada. Berpaling dari indahnya pusaka. Aksara tak tergoda gita irama. Wijaya kusuma bersemi mekarlah. Beri kami nyawa lagi Dwipa Pertiwi nan tercinta. hasrat rasa dan cipta karsa karya memberkati Nusantaraku Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia, the overseas service of Radio Republic Indonesia, broadcast in 9 language services: English, French, German, Dutch, Spanish, Arabic, Mandarin, Japanese, and Indonesian. Voice of Indonesia is broadcast by shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz and via streaming on voanews.id and RRI Digital on mobile application. We present various programs for you: Diplomatic Forum, The Session, Indonesian Wonder, Miscellany, Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, Indonesian Pop and Regional Songs, International Musical Entertainment, as well as news and information about Indonesia and abroad. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Cinta ialah bualan. Dari yang sudah-sudah, hanya rasa tanpa tujuan. Aku ingin berhenti, lelah aku mengarungi. Aku ingin bersandar, menikmati bintang berpijar. Sampai nanti, sampai kita bertemu kembali. Sampai nanti, cahayamu menuntunku lagi. Jangkar sudah terjatuh, aku sudah benar-benar lupa. Yang aku lihat terang, yang ku lihat masa depan. Hangat dalam dekapan, aku merasa sedang pulang. Sampai nanti, sampai kita bertemu kembali. Sampai nanti, cahayamu menuntunku lagi. Jangkar sudah terjatuh, aku sudah benar-benar. Kapalku telah bersau, aku tak ingin jauh.
jangkar sudah terjatuh, aku sudah benar-benar luluh dari yang sudah-sudah. Hanya kaulah arti.
Today's Music Corner presents a song by Liodra. Liodra Margareta Ginting, better known as Liodra, is an Indonesian singer and actress from Medan, North Sumatra, who was born on June 21, 2013. Liodra began her career as a professional singer after winning a talent search event on a national private television station in 2020. In 2024, the Indonesian maestro of romantic songs, Yofi Widianto, invites Liodra to collaborate in covering the song Terlalu Cinta, or So In Love. The song composed by Yofi Widianto was first released in 2006 and became a hit by Rosa. Now Yofi chooses Liodra to cover it because Liodra's voice character fits the song. This love-themed song with a pop ballad feel tells the story of feelings of sadness because of unrequited love. The lyrics convey a sense of despair and sadness because she cannot have the person she loves. Well, listener, here is the version of Terlalu Cinta by Liodra and Yofi Widianto.
Jangan dekat atau jangan datang kepadaku lagi. Aku semakin tersiksa karena tak memilikimu. Ku coba jalani hari dengan pengganti dirimu. Tapi hatiku selalu berpihak lagi padamu. Mengapa semua ini terjadi kepadaku? Tuhan, maafkan diri ini yang tak pernah bisa menjauh dari
sesuai Voice of Indonesia.
Indonesia is coming up shortly. Stay tuned with us, Voice of Indonesia.
Bangku kosong sisi jendela, saksi bisu antara kita. Saat waktu luangkan kita, kita lupakannya, terbawa cerita. Berbagi bersama, canda tawanya yang teringat.
Cerita ini bisa jadi
berbeda.
Saat waktu pisahkan kita, ku teringat semua tentang kita. Di tempat biasa berbagi cerita, canda ceria dengan dia. Cerita kita
bisa jadi luar biasa.
Mungkin akhir cerita kita
tetap jadi teman biasa yang luar biasa.
Kita bercerita, cerita yang membawa rasa, rasa yang bisa jadi nyata, bisa jadi luar biasa.
Voice of Indonesia.
Bersama
Ransang Beach, located in East Siantan District, Anambas Islands, Riau Islands Province, seems to be hidden because it is flanked by small islands that are quite hilly. The Selat Ransang Beach is on 244 hectares island. The beach is not so wide, but its position is really surrounded by clear water that has gradation colors between green and bluish. Almost every corner of the Selat Ransang Beach can certainly be snorkeling and diving spots, which offer undersea amazing panoramas. Coral reef and marine biota at the beach have various kinds of species, and also the ecosystem is relatively well maintained. At Selat Ransang Beach, you can do diving, snorkeling, and fishing. At the beach, all places can become fishing areas. But if you want more something challenging, you can directly do fishing in the middle of the sea. To go there, you should go by boat and have enough fishing equipment. If you do not have the equipment, don't worry, because you can still enjoy the scenery of the beach or swimming in the shallow water of the beach. Without snorkeling equipment, you can see coral reefs and multicolored fish swimming at the bottom of the sea with naked eyes. It is really an amazing scenery which can fresh your eyes. Listener, if you love marine tourism, please set your time to visit and have a vacation at Selat Ransang Beach. We guarantee that you will be satisfied. And if you visit Anambas Islands, you better explore the islands one by one by renting a boat or trekking to some islands.
Of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Kalau kualitasnya menurut saya bagus ya, cuma
I think the quality is good and the price is relatively cheap. Sometimes there are some crafts only sold here which are not available in Bandung.
Kalau kualitas saya kira cukup baik.
I think the quality is relatively good. There can be found any kinds of souvenir, gift, to be brought to other city or abroad. Yes, the price is affordable and the quality is good. Those are the recognition of most visitors at the Woven Craft Center in Rajapola. According to the visitors, typical woven of Rajapola has high quality with affordable price. However, there are unyielding spirit of Rajapola woven businessmen behind the visitors' admiration. Rajapola is a sub-district in Tasikmalaya Regency, West Java, which is famous for its woven crafts. Split by the southern lane of Java Island, anyone can find the region easily. Moreover, there are shops displaying various forms of woven crafts along the street. Woven crafts is fiber that is set to form an object, such as basket, fan, bag, and even the wall of home. Weaving techniques and handicraft businesses are inherited through generations in Rajapola. Before selling to the shops along the street of Rajapola, the woven crafts are processed in the surrounding villages. Not far from the noisy Rajapola street, it is located the quiet Sukaruas Creative Village. It is only heard the sound of river flow, insects, friction of leaves, and vehicles that rarely passing. While the local residents are busy to run handicraft businesses in their homes respectively. Right across the welcoming board of Sukaruas Creative Village, we met Pak Asep, one of the woven craftsmen who lives there.
Turun temurun, ya mungkin dari kakek juga mungkin.
Hereditary, yes, it is from grandfather. Actually, there are from parents, colleagues in this village too. It was approximately 15 years ago, from 2002, if I'm not wrong. Pak Asep's woven products are quite variety, starting from wallets, bags, basket, and others. Almost all of their products are sent to craft centers in various regions in Indonesia. The main material are usually used by Pak Asep, including pandanus and mendong. Pak Asep also shared about the production process of his crafts business, which is apparently done in group. They serve as pattern maker until craftsmen. The weaving is brought to the house, so it cannot be made at the shop or crafts center. We sell handicrafts ranging from raw materials to finished crafts, consisting of five places. Firstly, we took raw materials from the sea. Then we make coloring. After that, it is brought back here. Then the material is delivered to homes to be processed into bags and brought here again. After that, we bring it to the craftsmen who can make clothes, then given accessories. After that, the products can be sold. The point is that almost all manufacturing processes involve many people. Thousands of Pak Asep's woven products are made of pandanus and mendong leaves, made by dozens of pairs of hands of the craftsmen. One of the craftsmen is Pak Ojak. He admitted that his family had been long time running the profession as woven craftsmen. We also asked Pak Ojak to give an example of the weaving process. Before starting, Pak Ojak showed some of the simple equipment he usually used. The tool depends on the material of woven crafts. This is a wire for pulling. This is a hammer. It is to beat up so that it will be solid. This mold is made of wood. This is for bags and it depends on size. This is the smallest. Ojak's wooden mold is very simple. Five wooden plates are strung like a frame. The widest bar becomes the base. Two more plates nailed to the two base ends of the mold becomes the side of the mold. Then the last two plates are mounted on the side edge, becomes the top mold. 20 small nails are used at the top of the mold. Ojak showing how to do a weaving process. At glance, the process is quite simple, like sewing or knitting. His hand deftly guided dozens meters of mendong wrapped around the mold. However, it's quite difficult for Pak Ojak to give an explanation while weaving. The process can take 3 hours. For those who are proficient, can do it only an hour. How many days do you usually make the bags? It depends on the condition, sometimes 5 or 6 days. Yes, it really needs to be painstaking. The concept of zero mistake, in another word, without any mistakes, is really applied to Rajapola woven crafts. If making one mistake, the craftsman must repeat the process from the beginning. Patience and accuracy become the key of maintaining Rajapola's unique woven quality. So, it's no wonder if the Rajapola woven is quite famous in the country, even abroad. After seeing the making process of woven crafts behind the stage, we returned to Rajapola Street to find out how Rajapola's typical woven clothes was appreciated. We met Ibu Popong, the owner of a woven crafts shop, who has been selling for 13 years at Rajapola Craft Promotion and Marketing Center.
However, from Ibu Popong, we listen to a very different reality.
Kalau sekarang mah,
currently purchasing power of the visitors decreased since the woven crafts are already available in the city centers. The craftsmen send it directly. So the visit to Rajapola has a little bit reduced. Some people still interesting to shop, but on one bus, only a few passengers buy the woven products. So we cannot expect a lot from the visitors. The southern line of Java Island, including Rajapola, was usually visited crowdly at certain moments, such as long holidays, Lebaran or New Year. Those are golden moments for the sellers in Rajapola to gain many buyers. However, according to Ibu Popong, the situation in the last few years cannot be expected.
Ada tanggal merah kan lumayan ya, Jumat Sabtu Minggu biasanya.
It's quite great on the weekends such as Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. The situation has now different. Previously, the shop were crowded by many buyers on Friday, Saturday, Sunday, but now weekday is better. The same opinion, also stated by Pak Asep. He said sales figures have dropped drastically.
Kalau sekarang ya mungkin udah banyak orang yang
in last 3 years we could sell 300 pieces in a week.
Turun
currently we have many competitors. 3000 pieces can be sold in 2 weeks for once delivery. While previously we could send 3 times every week. Really it has decreased now. The lower number of buyers at the craft center impacted at the lower income of businessmen, which has an impact on the income of the craftsmen. Our needs continue to run, but we do not have stock. That's the grief. We have no support for our daily need. The craftsmen look for other income to meet their need. Well, we are looking for other works, although the income is uncertain. It is worrying enough that Rajapola is not as glorious in the past time. If it keeps happening, it is not only people's economy, but also Rajapola crafts can be extinct as the time goes by. But there is hope. The development infrastructure in many regions, including in Tasikmalaya, can be a golden opportunity. As stated by Head of Micro, Small, Medium Enterprises, Industry, and Trade of Tasikmalaya City, Muhammad Firmansyah.
Karena kita juga sekarang punya bandara, Bandara Wiryadinata.
Since we now have Wiryadinata Airport, there is direct flight from Tasikmalaya to Halim Perdana Kusuma every day. Then it has also additional route from Tasikmalaya to Solo. We will see new access to Kertajati Airport development in Majalengka that will become an international airport. Next month, there will be operated to replace Hussein Airport and Halim Airport because the two airports have quite crowded. Since Kertajati Airport will be provided as an international airport, there will be road access that passes through Tasikmalaya. Besides international flights, there will also be opened domestic flights between Kertajati and Widyadinata Airport. We will found a marketing center and outlets. Besides conveying government's plan in the future, Firman said that so far the local people of Tasikmalaya, including Rajapola, can always find out solution. For example, during the economic crisis, they did not find difficulties to get the capital.
Ya, kita semua maklum tantangan terberat kita biasanya dari sisi permodalan kan. Tapi dari sisi permodalan, tentunya saya akui saja untuk masyarakat Tasikmalaya ini kreatif. Dan masalah permodalan dia selalu bisa untuk
I admitted that Tasikmalaya community are very creative. For capital problems, they can find a way out. I can see they were not dependent on the capital. they were familiar with the crisis. And in the 1970s, during the economic crisis, it was not affected the community. We carry out the development of creative industries through superior products. And this is a utilization rather than an economic capability that may not depend on matters relating to fiscal policy at the time. Many companies went out of business. Many industries did not work because loan repayments are quite large. But the industry in Tasikmalaya continued to run, even able to support the regional economy. Independence seems to be character of people in Tasikmalaya, including businessmen of Rajapula woven crafts such as Eko Winarko, a reseller of bag woven crafts. Without having a store, he can get additional income every month.
Gak terbayang gak gimana pesanan? Ada lah satu bulan sekali mah.
I cannot imagine how about the order. I've got an order once in a month. I've not met customers. I believe I met them by Facebook, social media. Then I called them. Then I sent the order amounted 30 million, 40 million. This is true. Ibu Popong also has similar experience like Eko Winarko. Lack of visitors must be anticipated by finding buyers through internet.
Sekarang juga dibantu sama online, masih untung lah sekarang.
Market via online can help us. Online market is currently trend among public. I also join Lazada, Tokopedia, Shopee online stores. I have also ever sent wallet to foreign countries such as Morocco. I also sent puppet woven craft to Germany. It was a lot purchasing. I sold every day in order to increase income. Grass and mandong are usually stamped on, or they were assumed as pest. But creative hands of Rajapula people, grass and mandong can be beneficial and even become breadwinner. The life of Rajapula people is like a woven. Every hope a slight thing never loses. The hope is woven with all your heart into a strong structure and resilient.
RRA Digital with New Look. Various collaborative content from various national programs, including live visual broadcasts, live radio broadcasts, music playlists, podcasts, video news, and various users' interaction features in the game. Various interesting content such as likes, comments, and shares, as well as live chat with broadcasters and users. Direct messaging and private chat facilities between app users are also available. RRI Digital. Available on Google Store and App Store. RRI Digital.
Kita bertemu berdua saling menatap memori kita di masa lalu. Bali
mungkinkah kita torehkan tinta di lembar baru? Lupakan cerita lama kita yang telah berlalu. Jadikan cerita kita lebih berarti. Ubah awan ke labu, jadikan pelangi. Oh, 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 bersamamu aku bahagia. Oh, 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 senyuman sejukkan jiwa, dunia kembali berwarna.
Bubur kacang hijau is a traditional food made of mung bean, which is cooked in water and brown sugar with a bundle of a pandanus leaf. The ingredients are then cooked until boiled and it turns into porridge. Once it is cooked, the porridge is served with coconut milk. Mung bean porridge is easy to make and it doesn't take a long time. But if you don't feel like making mung bean porridge, you can find this food easily in the entire Indonesia. Some sell it in a traditional coffee shop and some others sell it in a mobile gerobak or pushcart. A bowl of mung bean porridge is so cheap. By paying 4,000 rupiah only, you can get your breakfast. Although the era is developing, traditional food like mung bean porridge is still maintained. Moreover, mung bean porridge can be found in modern department stores in big cities too. It proves that the Indonesian traditional food can compete with international food and it remains lovable for Indonesian people.
Bermacam wajah hinggap di hidupku, beragam cinta panahi relung hatiku terdalam.
Cantiknya rupa semua jadi fana, indahnya raga waktu berubah jadi tak sempurna.
Dan akhirnya yang ku damba kecantikan di cinta, yang akhirnya bermakna. Kenyamanan rasa saat di sampingnya, meski tanpa bicara. Dan akhirnya cinta ada dalam dirinya. Sebenarnya cinta takkan larut oleh hujan tiba. Dan engkaulah yang ku damba, pasangan yang sejiwa. Kematangan cinta yang akhirnya bermakna. Sampingnya meski tanpa bicara,
berpegang tangan bersama, berjalan berdua hingga akhirnya.
cinta yang akhirnya bermakna. Kenyamanan dan rasa saat di sampingnya meski tanpa bicara. Kematangan cinta yang akhirnya bermakna. Kenyamanan rasa saat di sampingnya meski tanpa bicara. Jiwaku sayang hidupku hingga sampai akhir waktu bersama berdua, dua bersama. Kau belahan jiwaku teman hidupku, berjalan berdua kita jadi tua bersama. Kau belahan jiwaku sayang hidupku hingga sampai akhir waktu bersama berdua, dua bersama. Belahan jiwaku teman hidupku, berjalan berdua kita jadi tua bersama.
Voice of Indonesia.
Listener, today's music corner presents a Malay song called Wisata Siak or Siak Tour by Uchomond, Wak Leman, Ernie Rashid, and Milka. The song Wisata Siak was written by Atah Rian. This song tells the story of Siak, one of the districts in Riau province. The lyrics tell that Siak is so beautiful. The people of various tribes live in harmony, and the culture is rich. The lyrics contain a message to invite traveling to the city of Siak to enjoy the old relics that are still preserved, such as Siak Palace. Well, listener, here is the song Wisata Siak by Uchomond, Wak Leman, Ernie Rashid, and Milka. Happy listening!
Pesona Siak, dari ragam suku hingga budaya, masih terlihat berdiri kokohnya istana serta bangunan lainnya. Bermacam ragam peninggalan lama, dari kapal kato hingga istana, ada tangsi mulanya sumur tua, dan jangan lupa ziarah ke makam raja.
Indonesia, dari ragam suku hingga budaya masih terlihat berdiri kokohnya istana serta bangunan lainnya. Bermacam ragam peninggalan lama, dari kapal kato hingga istana, ada tangsi belanda juga sumur tua, dan jangan lupa ziarah ke makam raja.